Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Look, up in the sky!
It's the superheroes of travel.
It's Ricky Tyus and Tossie Williams, able to take you around the world by air, land, and sea, even by flying saucer.
We're able to create hassle-free dream vacations filled with moments you never forget.
So put on your cape.
Let's go.
It's your time to travel with Ricky Tyus and Tossie Williams.
Heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalktainmentRadio.com. I'm Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel, and our podcast is available. Did you know Columbus, Ohio is bigger than San Francisco? Columbus, Ohio is the fourth fastest growing city in the country. And because of that, we're going to talk about all the summer outdoor concerts going on in the Columbus area. Most of them are free. We're talking about some concerts that'll be in the surrounding areas of Columbus. But the title of this show is the Summer Outdoor Concert Series. And some of the things we're going to talk about today, we have traveled with an expert. It's called Columbus, Ohio on the Cheap, and we talk about all the free concerts. This past week, I went to Louisville, and I have a segment called Loving Louisville with so much to do and see. Loving Louisville is easy. I spent a couple days in Louisville, had a great time. After the break, we're going to talk about the National Veterans Museum in Columbus, Ohio. It's a totally amazing building, and we're going to get into the summer concerts in and around Columbus, Ohio. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalktainmentRadio.com. I'm Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel. You can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. Or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. And this just in, Americans want to hit the road this summer. There's a recent study that was done that found nearly 3 out of 4 Americans traveling would prefer to hit the road this summer instead of flying to their destination. According to a survey conducted by OnePoll on behalf of Ford, 73% of the 2,000 respondents would rather drive to their vacation destination, making it the preferred method over planes, trains, and cruise ships. Americans blame several factors for the lack of desire to fly, even if it means spending more time traveling in their vehicle. The gripes against flying include the delays, going through security, cramped seats, and the inability to pack everything they want to bring. Millennials came of age in a time when air travel was the way to travel. They were known as the globe-trotting generation, but now we're seeing a shift. Many of them are choosing to stay closer to home, taking family road trips, instead of relying on their childhood dreams or their childhood travels for their kids, something called Pound Road Trip Rewind. In addition, travelers who prefer to hit the roads also enjoy scenic views, the freedom to stop whenever, and the ability to pack whatever is needed for the trip. In total, 59% of Americans plan to take more road trips in the next 5 years than they did over the last 5 years. Another 63% of the respondents said they look forward to vacation more when it's a road trip, but some issues stopping some Americans include the overall cost, bad weather conditions, and the long trips causing children to become restless. So that was an article that was put out. Americans want to hit the road this summer, and they simply state that more Americans will be traveling by automobile in the next 5 years. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So I have something called Columbus on the Cheap. It's all the free outdoor concerts going on in Columbus this summer. And just so you know, that every day of the week in Columbus, there's a free concert someplace. And the big free concert is Boys the Men will perform free at Columbus Commons Thursday, August the 8th. Limited tickets will be available to the Columbus Commons newsletter subscribers on Tuesday, June 25th. And additional tickets will be released on Thursday, June 27th. So the biggest free concert that we have here in Columbus is Boys to Men at the Columbus Commons on Thursday, August the 8th. And the way to get tickets is to go to Columbus Commons and sign up for their newsletter. And tickets to people that sign up for the newsletters will be released on Tuesday, June 25th, and additional tickets will be released on Thursday, June 27th. So that is the biggest free concert that we have. But it's called Columbus on the Cheap. It's free outdoor concerts. And just so you know, there are free outdoor concerts around Columbus on various nights of the week that will make a great outing for the family, a date, or with your friends. And if you know of any other free outdoor concerts around Columbus, please email me at itsyourtimetotravel@tyustours.com and let me know about any free concerts that I may not have on the list here. So there's free concerts at Scioto Park every Sunday starting June 9th to July 28th. There's free concerts at Pickerington Summer Concert Series the first Sunday of the month from June to August at Sycamore Creek Park Amphitheater from 7 to 8:30. There's concerts on the green in Worthington on Sundays at 7 p.m. through mid-August. Hilliard Summer Concert Series, June 16th through August 25th at Norwich Gazebo, and that's on Sundays. Whitehall Music in the Park is at John Bishop Park at 6:30, starting June 2nd to July 28th. Westerville Sounds of Summer Concert Series is Sundays at Allen Creek North at 6:30 p.m. And North Columbus Park of Roses on Sundays at 7 p.m. Concerts on the Green, and that actually started Memorial Day, is at 6:30, and that's the Byron New Mansion, 537 Jones Road, Granville, Ohio. So those are all the free concerts every Sunday. We have a concert on Monday for the kids, is at the Village Green Amphitheater. On Tuesday, we have Music on the Lawn at the Grandview Heights Public Library. On Wednesday, we have Wednesday Outdoor Concerts. We have Sounds on the Town Concert Series at Easton Town Square every Wednesday starting June 5th. And we have the Westerville Family Concert Series on Wednesdays at 6:30 held at the Allen Creek Amphitheater. So all these are free concerts, and right now we're up till Wednesday. On Thursday, we have the Heritage Music Festival concert series at Mamie Moore Park. It happens on Thursdays. Nothing's been announced yet. Celebration at the station is at Hilliard. Upper Arlington Music in the Park is on Thursdays. Downtown Live Summer Concert Series from July 11th to August 1st at Columbus Bicentennial Pavilion at Columbus Commons. Thursday evening concerts in the park at Galleon Woods Preserve on Thursday. Gahanna Music in the Park at Friendship Park. It starts June 6th. Live at Polaris Free Summer Concerts on Thursdays from 6:45 to 9:15. Starts June 30th and runs through August 22nd. And then Evenings on the Green at Ohio Village are select Thursdays. So just about every day of the week, we have free concerts going on in Columbus. Friday outdoor concerts. Friday nights uptown in Marysville. It's a community block party with music, food, and fun. Started May 17th, again on June 7th. Gahanna Greek Side Live is on Fridays. That is at the Greek Side Gahanna. And Grove City Summer Sizzler Concert Series runs Friday, starting May 24th up to August 16th. So, in Franklinton, Friday's music series runs on Fridays. So, just about every day of the week we have summer concerts going on. And you just need to get out to enjoy the music that's going on in all these wonderful neighborhoods. On Saturday, Saturday Outdoor Concerts, Westerville has a jazz series that starts June 22nd and runs through July 27th. They're free performances at the Allen Creek Amphitheater, which is on Main Street. And last year, Westerville brought some real big entertainers. So this is every Saturday starting June 22nd. And then there's PBJ and Jazz Free Summer Outdoor Kids Concert on the second Saturday each month through September. And then there's Jazz in the Park in Bexley. So there's all these great concerts going on in Columbus. It's called Columbus on the Cheap, free outdoor concerts. There's outdoor concerts around Columbus on various nights of the week that would make a great outing for the family or a date or with your friends. And if you know of any other free concerts that I hadn't mentioned here, just give me an email at itsyourtimetotravel@tyustours.com. So, just a real quick follow-up. Columbus is the fourth largest, fastest-growing city in the U.S. And there's a lot of things going on here. We're growing fast. And in the second half of the show, I'm going to talk about our National Memorial Museum in Columbus, Ohio, which is an amazing building. It's totally amazing building. And we'll talk about that in the second half of the show. Earlier, we talked about how Americans want to hit the road instead of flying to their destination. They rather drive, take their time, and just enjoy the scenery. We talked about that the first half of the show. So, again, in the second half of the show, coming up after the break, in honor of Memorial Day, we'll take a look at the National Memorial Museum in Columbus, Ohio. Last Monday and Tuesday, I was in Louisville. And I got a chance to see all the amazing museums in Louisville. I went to the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience. It's a totally exciting tour. They show you how bourbon is made. from the ground up, and it's a tour that I think everybody would totally enjoy. I had lunch at a place called Bristol Bar and Grill, which is right down the street from Evan Williams, and lunch was totally amazing. I went to the Muhammad Ali Center. The Muhammad Ali Center was probably the highlight of all the tours that I did, because it tells a story of how Ali won a gold medal, and how he went to the bridge and threw his gold medal into the water because of all the racism that he still had to face in Louisville when he got back from the Olympics. But they have an amazing museum that you really need to see in Louisville. And what we'll do next week is we will kind of show you some video from all the places that I went to in Louisville. I also went to the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, which they make bats for Major League Baseball. I got a chance to hold a bat that Jackie Robinson had. I got a chance to hold a bat that Mickey Mantle had. They showed me the different ways that bats are made and why some bats are more money than other bats. But it was a great tour, a totally fantastic tour. For dinner, I went to a soul food restaurant that was really, really nice. And the food was great. Everybody loved it. The next day, we went to breakfast at Wagner's. If you ever seen the movie Secretariat, and the jockeys are in this restaurant doing the movie, the name of the place that they were sitting in was called Wagner's Pharmacy. And I had breakfast there on Tuesday morning. And then later that day, I went to the Kentucky Derby Museum and Churchill Downs and did a tour, sit and watch the movie. Everything was fantastic. It's a place that you really need to see. And again, next week I'll show you videos and pictures of everything that was going on at the Kentucky Derby Museum and Churchill Downs. Then I had lunch at a place downtown called Griff's. Griff's is a restaurant that sits on the corner downtown, and the food was totally amazing. It's owned by an NBA player. I believe his name is Donald Griffin, and everything was absolutely amazing. Got a chance to visit to do a photo shoot at Muhammad Ali's childhood home on Market Street. And there's a sign that sits out front saying that Cassius Clay came from a middle-class family, and this is where they stayed at. And it was a photo op because it used to be a place that you used to visit, but the guy that owns it decided to totally shut it down. So I went to Muhammad Ali's childhood home, Market Street. I went to the Kentucky Center for African American Heritage. This is a total beautiful. It's a beautiful building, and the way they have it laid out is totally amazing. And I actually have a video that I shot of what the building is like. And again, we'll cover that on our next show. I went to the Town Clock Church on Main Street in New Albany, Indiana, which is was part of the Underground Railroad. I went to the Tour Derby Dinner Playhouse in Clarksville, Indiana, and this is a beautiful place to see a play. Just a totally awesome place to see a play. So that's the 2 days I spent. I was hosted by Louisville Tourism. Oh, and the last place that I went to was I did a dinner cruise on the Belle of Louisville. It was the Mary M. Miller dinner cruise. It was a riverboat. cruise on the Ohio River, and that was totally amazing. It was a real nice visit. They showed me a lot of Louisville, everything that was going on in Louisville. So I really, really had a nice time. And I hope to take some tours down to Louisville in the coming month, because they have an event going on in October that has to do with pumpkins. And they tell me that it is a beautiful event to attend. So I'm looking to take some tours down to Louisville. The hotel that I stayed at was the Holiday Inn Express, which is downtown. Brand new building. It was awesome, beautiful. And everything that you want to do is right downtown. And it didn't seem like the 2 days that I was there that we ran into a lot of traffic. We went to a soul food restaurant that was totally amazing. So that was my trip to Louisville. Loving Louisville with so much to do and see. Loving Louisville is easy. So coming up after the break, again, I'll talk about, in honor of Memorial Day, we'll take a look at the National Memorial Museum in Columbus, Ohio. And then we'll talk about some concerts coming up in the surrounding area. We'll talk about the Cincinnati Music Festival in Cincinnati. We'll talk about Diana Ross appearing in Toledo, Ohio for Little or Nothing. Chaka Khan appearing in Toledo, Ohio for Little or Nothing. But the big concert would be the Cincinnati Jazz Festival. And what we're actually doing for that, if we can get enough people, so that you don't have to spend a lot of money for a hotel room, we're running a bus from Columbus to Cincinnati Friday night. The bus will return to Columbus. We'll probably leave Cincinnati 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the next day on Saturday, we're running the bus to the Cincinnati Jazz Festival for Saturday. It has stayed there all day. We'll probably leave at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So that eliminates the cost of getting a very expensive hotel room, or getting a hotel room that's 13, 15, 20 miles away. You'll have the comfort of the bus. The bus will sit and wait for you. And you can just enjoy the concert. You can enjoy the food trucks that will be outside when the concert's over with. And then when you're ready, just load up and we'll just head back to Columbus. But we'll talk about that after the break. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. You can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTimer Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. And again, I want to mention free concerts. Boys to Men will perform free at the Columbus Commons Thursday, August the 8th. Limited tickets will be available to Columbus Commons newsletter subscribers. So what you need to do today is go to their website and sign up for their newsletters. Tickets will be released to subscribers of their newsletter on June 25th. And additional tickets will be released on Thursday, June 27th. And since we have a few minutes, speaking of outdoor concerts, probably the biggest outdoor concert that we have here in Columbus is called Ribbon Jazz Fest, and that's July 19th through the 21st. It's an amazing event. It goes on for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can sample ribs from all over the country, sit back, relax, and Just enjoy music. It's summertime, and summertime should be about outdoor concerts. And Columbus Rib and Jazz Fest is one of the biggest. It's free, and again, it's July 19th through the 21st. So what I did in the first half of the show was I covered all the concerts that we have going on in Columbus that's free. Sunday through Saturday. Free concerts, doesn't cost you a thing, and they're all over the city. They're at Scioto Park. They're at Pickerington Summer Concerts, Worthington, Hilliard, Whitehall, Westerville, the Park of Roses, the Byron Dew Mansion. There's concerts on Monday. There's concerts on Tuesdays. There's concerts on Wednesday. Easton has the Sounds on the Town concert series at Easton on Wednesday starting June 5th. There's concerts, maybe more Park. The Heritage Music Festival is on Thursdays. Polaris has concerts on Thursday. So there's concerts all over the city this summer for free. And the most amazing one is on Saturdays, Westerville has a jazz series that last year was very, very good. And you just need to take advantage of the nice weather, it's being summer. Get out and enjoy some of the outdoor concerts that's going on in the city. So after the break, we'll talk about downtown Riverside, Columbus. And what we're talking about in downtown Columbus is the National Memorial Museum and what it's about and what it looks like. We'll cover all that after the break. But you need to know that Columbus downtown is undergoing a resurgence in both visitor interests and local residents. A hub of hotels ranging from ritzy to limited service make downtown Columbus an ideal place to stay and explore neighborhoods. Downtown is a large neighborhood, but the free C bus downtown circulates around downtown up to probably 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and the Co-Go bike is also available. Plus, as in any other city, we also have the scooters. So we have all that going on downtown. We'll talk about all that after the break. But just so you know, when I was in Louisville, I need to thank Sandra Robinson. She did a fantastic job in showing me around Louisville. Just so you know that you need to get outside to enjoy live music this summer at parks and event venues throughout Columbus and surrounding areas. I talked about all the free concerts. There's a free concert going on every single day of the week from Sunday to Saturday. And you just need to get outside to enjoy the live free music. And just so you know that Columbus is more populated than San Francisco is now. Columbus is the fourth fastest growing city in the country. So we'll get into a lot of that after the break. We've talked about the free concerts going on after the break. We'll talk about the Cincinnati Jazz Festival. We'll talk about Diana Ross. We'll talk about Chaka Khan. I've mentioned that Boys and Men will be here August the 8th, free at the Columbus Commons. You need to sign up for their newsletter in order to be able to get free tickets. So there's just a lot going on in Columbus and the surrounding areas. And being that we're not real far from Cincinnati, we're not real far from Toledo, and I just never got a chance to check into all the things going on in Cleveland. Cleveland has a lot of things going on all by itself. So we'll talk about all those things after the break. The travel with the expert. We talked about Columbus on the cheap and how you can come to Columbus. We have free movie nights around Columbus. So Columbus is turning into a pretty fast growing city, and it would be a joy for you to come visit us here in Columbus. And also, if you're visiting downtown Columbus, which I was going to mention after the break, our studios is in downtown Columbus. So there's just a lot going on in downtown Columbus. There's the Columbus Museum of Art. There's the Columbus College of Art and Design, and that has free galleries. And then there's the Columbus Library. All this is downtown. Look up in the sky. It's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Stay right there. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Summer Outdoor Concert Series with Cincinnati Music Festival, Diana Ross, and Chaka Khan.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's Ash Kicking.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
Green, green, green. It's your home. It's your dream. Radon test and living healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Testing for radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
You got the power.
Look up in the sky, it's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tires from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Podcast is available. So we want to get into downtown Columbus, downtown Riverside, Columbus. Columbus downtown is undergoing a decade-long resurgence in both visitors and local residents. A hub of hotels ranging from ritzy to limited service make downtown an ideal place to stay and explore Columbus neighborhoods. Downtown is a large neighborhood, but the free C-Bus, which circulates around downtown and goes to all the neighborhoods downtown, makes it easy to get around. You'll find cultural institutions like the incredible Columbus Museum of Art with its brand new modern wing, the Columbus College of Art and Design, and its free galleries, the best in the nation, Columbus Public Library, and Tapperary Park, a recreation on Sunday afternoons on the Isle of the Grande Jatow in Shrubbery. And not to mention, just a little bit away from downtown is Franklin Park Conservatory, which is totally amazing. Numerous art galleries, theaters, large and small parks make downtown an appealing destination. Historical highlights include the Ohio State House, the stunning Art Deco Ohio Supreme Court, and the Kelton House, where you can relive the experience of the Underground Railroad. And I also will mention our studios is in downtown Columbus, Talktainment Radio. The Columbus Common Park hosts concerts, free exercise classes, acute carousel, and special events like every Thursday food truck rally during the warmer months. And at the southern end of the breathtaking Scioto Mile, Bicentennial Park hosts summer concerts and is home to a huge set of popular play fountains. So that's everything going on in downtown Columbus. And like I said, also don't forget about Franklin Park Conservatory, which is probably a five-minute drive from downtown. That is just a beautiful park to visit. But there's so many things to do in downtown Columbus that will totally, totally amaze you. We're going to talk about the National Veterans Memorial Museum. Being that Columbus is the fourth fastest growing city in the country, new experiences are always being created to help visitors engage. And the newest one that we have is the Natural Veterans Memorial Museum. The newly opened National Veterans Memorial and Museum is an only-in-Columbus opportunity to hear the stories of all our veterans, their families, and the fallen across all branches of service and all eras of conflict. At more than 50,000 square feet, the facility also offers space for gatherings, ceremonies, celebrations, and reunions. Groups exploring Columbus are sure to find a city full of unique tours, exciting itineraries, delicious foods, friendly locals, and tired tourists and travelers ready to book a Columbus experience that aims to exceed all your expectations. One of the amazing things about this building is that it talks about the experiences people have, the veterans and their experience that they have. You won't find any tanks here. You won't find anything that symbolizes war. What you'll find is the stories that the veterans had, and they'll tell these amazing stories about how they survived the war or how their family survived the war. And this building is totally awesome. at the top of the building, they have a amphitheater. So instead of having air conditioners sitting on top of the building, they have an amphitheater, which we should show here. But it's a total amazing experience, something that you need to see when you come to Columbus. And one of the places that I didn't mention about downtown Columbus was COSI. Man, how can I forget COSI? COSI is another building that's totally amazing. And it's someplace you can bring the kids and the kids can enjoy COSI. But the Veterans Memorial Museum is new to Columbus. They tore down the building and built this. And it just tells all the stories of the veterans and their families and how they survive all the different wars that went on during the time. So that is the National Veterans Memorial Museum in Columbus, Ohio. It's newly built. Again, at the top of the building sits an auditorium, an amphitheater that really, really makes it amazing. So next we're going to get into the summer concert series. So for the summer concert series, we are talking about just get outside to enjoy live music this summer at parks and event venues throughout Columbus and surrounding areas. We have packages available to the Cincinnati Jazz Festival, which is July 26th and Friday, July 26th and Saturday, July 27th. And that's in Cincinnati. And what we're doing for that is we're running the bus up Friday for the Friday night show, and we're going to run a bus up for the Saturday night show. So the bus will stay there until the concert's over, and we just want you to have a good time. And just so you know, the lineup this year is on Friday, July 26th, is Maxwell, Earth, Wind, and Fire, RMRM, Tamara and Raheem Devon. And on Saturday, July 27th, this is Mary J. Blige, Frankie Beverly and Mays, Black Street featuring Teddy Riley and David Hollister, The Ohio Players, and Major. I have prices starting at $119 depending on your seat. Tyus Tours and Travel is offering a one-day round-trip transportation from Columbus, Ohio for Friday or Saturday concert. Enjoy the night of your choice or enjoy both nights. Price includes transportation and tickets. And if you want a hotel, we can find you a hotel. You can visit my website, www.tyustours.com, and enjoy. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Cincinnati Music Festival, July 25th through the 27th. Some of the other concerts we have going on in the area is we have Chaka Khan going on. Chaka Khan would be in Toledo, Ohio at an outdoor theater. It's called Promenade Park. It sits on the water. And she is in Toledo, September 20th, Friday, September 20th. Just so you know, we have packages going there. So if you're interested, give us a call. And you can see Chaka Khan performing. Something I mentioned, En Vogue is there Friday, July 26th. Tickets are only $15. The only problem with En Vogue is it's the same Friday night as the Cincinnati Jazz Festival. But Chaka Khan would be Friday, September 20th. Tickets are going fast. We have a package put together that include tickets and bus up there and bus back. No hotel. So concert starts at 6:30. Concert is over with by about 9:30, quarter to 10. We'll stop at the casino on the way home and then get back to Columbus. So That's check account on Friday, September the 20th. We have a package available for that. So on Friday, July 12th, is Diana Ross. She's performing. We have tickets available for that. We have tickets you can get, advance tickets. We have tickets you can get day of the show. We have VIP. And again, she'll be at the Promenade Park in Toledo, Ohio. We're offering a bus up and a bus back. Concert starts at about 6:30, at the end about 9:30, quarter to 10. And we'll stop at the casino on the way back. So it's just a trip up, trip back. For these concerts in Toledo, you can bring your lawn chairs. You can bring your lawn chair. You're sitting on the grass. You'll be out by the water. You can just simply enjoy the evening. Again, get outside to enjoy live music this summer at parks and event venues throughout Columbus. So we have Diana Ross. She'll be performing in Toledo on Friday, July 12th. We have packages available for that. You can give us a call at 866-547-5362 or visit my website at tyustours.com. So we've talked about Chaka Khan performing in Toledo. We talked about En Vogue on July 26th, Diana Ross on July 12th. We talked about the Cincinnati Music Festival, which is July 26th and 27th. The lineup includes Maxwell on Friday, Earth, Wind & Fire, RBRM, Tamara, and Raheem Devon on Friday. On Saturday, July 27th, Mary J. Blige, Frankie Beverly & Mays, Blackstreet featuring Teddy Riley and Dave Hollister, and the Ohio Players and Major. We have a bus. We're offering a one-day round-trip transportation from Columbus for the Cincinnati Jazz Festival. You can go up Friday night. If Friday night is a show that you want to see, you can go up Friday night, come back Friday night. If Saturday show is a show you want to see, you can go up Saturday, come back Saturday night, or you can do both nights. I have prices starting at from $119 depending on the ticket that you want. So tickets are going fast. So if you're interested in the Cincinnati Music Festival, please give us a call at 866-547-5362 or visit my website at tyustours.com. We also talked about the summer concert series with Chaka Khan and Diana Ross in Toledo. That is available. We have package for that. It's just a day up trip. You can bring your chairs. You can sit out on the grass. Enjoy the nice weather. You'll be sitting at Promenade Park, which is right on the water. And we have packages available for Chaka Khan, which is Friday, September 20th. And we have packages available for Diana Ross, which is Friday, July 12th. We also have packages available for En Vogue, but that's on Friday, July 26th. And just so you know, Earth, Wind & Fire will also be in Toledo on Wednesday, July 17th. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. We talked about the Columbus Rib and Jazz Fest going on July 19th through the 21st. Also, some other events going on in the fall is the Circus City Classic, which is September 28th. It's the 36th annual Circus City Classic weekend. And we'll run a bus up there for that. So if you're interested, give me a call. And we also have a bus running up to Cleveland Browns, their early football games for the Cleveland Browns. So we have all this going on this summer, this fall. Give us a call. Get out and enjoy these concerts that's going on this summer. The first half of the show, we talked about all the free concerts going on in Columbus. The biggest free concert is Boys and Men, which is August 8th at the Clemens Commons. Tickets will be available to Clemens Commons subscribers June 25th, and other tickets will be available June 27th. So that's the biggest free concert that we have in Columbus. We talked about the Veterans Museum in downtown Columbus and how amazing that is. And if you haven't been to that building, and if you haven't seen that building, you really need to visit the building, because it's truly, truly amazing place to see. We talked about the Columbus Museum of Art. We talked about the Columbus College of Art and Design and its free galleries. Our library downtown is newly remodeled. We talked about the Kenter House, where you can relive the experience of the Underground Railroad. We talked about the Columbus Commons Park, where they host concerts, free exercise classes. They have a carousel. They have food trucks. They have special events every Thursday. Food trucks rally during the warmer months. And we talked about the outdoor concerts in Cincinnati. You know, we're running the bus up to Cincinnati for the outdoor concert there. We're running the bus up Toledo for Diana Ross on July 12th, Friday, July 12th. We're running the bus up for that. Concert starts about 6:30 and about 9:30. Chaka Khan, Friday, September 20th. We're running the bus up for that. So if you're interested in any of these events, please give me a call at 866-547-5362. We're running like one day buses up to the Jazz Festival. We're running one day buses up to Toledo for Diana Ross, Chaka Khan. And we're also doing a Circus City Classic this year. So if you're interested in any of those events, give us a call. And listeners, you can join our conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to Talk Time Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. And just so you know, our Talk Time Radio studios is in downtown Columbus. So if you want to do a tour of downtown Columbus, just give me a call. We can put together a nice package where you can enjoy the Ribbon Jazz Fest downtown, which is on the Scioto Mile, which is really nice. You can enjoy ribs, sit back, enjoy ribs, and enjoy music, jazz, R&B, just all different types of music on that three-day weekend. So there's a lot going on this summer. Earlier in the show, we talked about all the free concerts going on around Columbus. And right now, we're looking at the Circle City Classic in Indianapolis. That'll be going on October 28th. We do have packages available for that. If you're interested, give me a call. And again, that is that's October 28th in Indianapolis. And it's September 28th in Indianapolis. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. It'll be the 36th annual Circus City Classic Weekend. It's a celebration of cultural excellence and education achievement while showcasing the spirit, energy, and tradition of America's historically black colleges and universities. This year's game pits Kentucky State University versus Jackson State University. And let me tell you, Jackson State always has a fantastic band. The Classic draws an average of 175,000 people from across the country annually to be a part of the electrifying weekend that includes a spectacular parade, pep rally, musical performance, well-known celebrities. The best part of the whole event is the Battle of the Bands and two historically black college football teams colliding head-to-head in Lucas Oil Stadium. One of the largest and most popular African-American sporting events in the nation, Classic, as it is commonly referred to, presents several activities surrounding the game, which include history, education, spirit of competition, and community. So September 28th, is a Circle City Classic in Indianapolis, Indiana. If you're interested in the concert, give me a call. Another concert that I didn't talk about earlier is the Creekside Blues and Jazz Festival, which is June 14th and June 16th in Gahanna, Ohio, which is a suburb of Columbus. And also, we also have the Ohio State Fair, which is July 24th to August 4th. They haven't listed the performers yet, but there's always good performers there at the Ohio State Fair, which runs July 24th to August 4th. So again, it's summertime. Get out and enjoy the weather and all the concerts, all the summer outdoor concerts going on in the area. There's free concerts in Columbus every single day of the week, Sunday through Saturday, there's free concerts. R&B, there's jazz on Saturday, so there's concerts. They have free music at Easton on Wednesday. They have free music at Polaris on Thursday. They have R&B at Mamie Moore Park on Thursday. So all these amazing events is going on in Columbus, and you need to get out and enjoy all the amazing concerts going on in the Columbus and the surrounding areas. It's totally amazing. And don't forget, we have buses running to Toledo for Diana Ross. We have buses running to Toledo for Chaka Khan. Diana Ross is in July 12th. Chaka Khan is September 20th. We have buses running up for that. The Rib Fest, if you're coming from Toledo and want to come down to Columbus, we have packages available for that. The Cincinnati Music Festival, which is July 25th and July 27th, we have packages available for that. So all you need to do is give us a call. We have packages. Diana Ross, this might be one of the last times you'll be able to see Diana Ross perform live. It's put on by Promerica in Toledo. And tickets are really, really cheap. And who knows how many more times Diana Ross is going to perform. There's a lot going on this summer. And I want to take today's show just to talk about all the events going on this summer. If you're in Columbus, you're in downtown Columbus, you need to see COSAC. You need to see the National Veterans Museum, which is an amazing building. We have the Cincinnati Music Festival going on in July. We have Chaka Khan, which should be in Toledo in September. We have Diana Ross, which should be in Toledo in July. And also, Diana Ross will be in Toledo Friday, July 12th. Chaka Khan will be in Toledo Friday, September 20th. And Earth, Wind, and Fire would be in Toledo on Wednesday, July 17th. And I would have got into a lot of the concerts at Shane Park in Detroit, but unfortunately they're doing a week, and Detroit would be an overnight trip, not just up and back. But there's amazing concerts going on all over Columbus, and you need to just enjoy it. Just get out and enjoy it. You know, don't forget about the amazing music being played in Westerville on Saturday nights. They have a jazz, they have a jazz series going on that is totally, totally amazing. So today's show was simply about all the summer outdoor concerts. You know, the free concerts. Boys and Men will be here August the 8th at Clemens Commons, the Cincinnati Jazz Festival. Chaka Khan, Diana Ross, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Cincinnati Music Festival. All those are amazing festivals that you just need to get out and enjoy some of the outdoors. You know, you've been sitting inside all winter long, so just get out and enjoy it. So, look up in the sky. It's the Superheroes of Travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on Talktainment Radio. We can take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com.